Well, hello everyone. This is Tanya Gabrielle, Wealth Astronumerologist, and this is your bonus webinar for the Secret Power of Your Name training program. And I'm really excited about this bonus because I don't know anybody else who talks about syllables. And, you know, syllables are the building blocks of names. Of course, we have the letters, and those are very, very important. But we also have the amount, the rhythm of the name. And the rhythm is derived from the actual amount of syllables that you have. So it's actually a really deep and hidden aspect of your name that carries a meaning and that actually taps into all the other meanings that you derive, including everything that you learned in the training course, Secret Power of Your Name. So this is an added layer that's going to give you insights into a person's personality, disposition, outlook, how they naturally feel comfortable. Okay, so let's look at what you're going to learn. We're going to discover what the number of syllables in each of your names says about you. Now, this goes for your first, middle, and last names. Imagine instantly being able to read your friends, your family members, strangers, public figures, without even knowing their birthday. You will learn the meaning of each 1 through 7 syllable name. Yes, there are 7 syllable names in some cultures. And this is going to be a fascinating journey into a very secret subject. So, I want you to sound out your first name. Just say it out loud right now. How many syllables is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5? Now do the same with your last name and do the same with any middle names that you use. You can also do this with any birth name because the name at birth does actually give a really good indication of the different qualities you have as well. So there's 2 factors. There's looking at what name was given to you at birth and what name you've chosen to use now. Okay? The sound of syllables has an effect on the person whose name is being said out loud. It also affects any person who verbalizes or hears that name. Why? Because sound carries. Whether you are the musician playing the music or whether you are the listener receiving the music, you're both hearing it. So you're both affected when the name is verbalized. This also actually applies to seeing a name. So the see, say, and sign rule that we learned in Secret Power of Your Name does apply to the visualization of the syllables as well. The sound of syllables has an effect on the person whose name is being said out loud, right? It also affects any person who verbalizes or hears that name. So, Anne has a very different meaning than Suzanne. Anne is 1 syllable, Suzanne is 2. The difference is not only in the spelling, but the sound of 1 syllable versus 2. So when you say Anne, it's very direct. When you say Suzanne, there is a whole nother layer. There is not the directness that a single syllable name has. So let's go look at the descriptions now so you can see what I'm talking about, okay? So the following syllable descriptions apply to all names, first, middle, or last. Let's look at 1 syllable names first. So 1 syllable names invoke originality, momentum, ambition, and drive. They are simple. They're just 1 actual burst of energy. They embody the meaning of new beginnings and feeling special and exclusive in some way. One-syllable names have a direction. These people are very direct with their approach to others. One-syllable names carry a strong determination. One-syllable people are ambitious. They do well at starting projects, not necessarily completing. One-syllable names are confident, straightforward, and take initiative. Now, I want to make clear here that almost all of us will have different syllable names in our name. We won't just have a one-syllable first name or last name, though there are certain people who do have like two names that are both two syllables, or two names that are both three syllables, or two names that are both one syllable. That actually absolutely happens, but it's more rare than a mix. So the mix means that you carry qualities of both or all three of the descriptions that I'm giving you now, right? So just be aware, if you don't identify with every one of these bullet points for a one-syllable name, for example, and you have one of those, it means that there's more to you. You have another side as well, right? You're multi-layered. So let's look at some very easy and simple and often used first-syllable names. Bob, Eve, Jim, Jane, Liz, Beth, Anne, Joe, Chris, Claire, Grace, Frank, Greg, John, Sue, Rose, Sam, Glenn, Carl, Jean, Scott, Steve, Sean, Phil. Okay, now what I found was that with one syllable names, there seem to be more boys' names than girls' names, which is interesting because the number one actually is the number representing the masculine, and the number two represents the feminine, right? The one is a straight line, and the two is a curved line with a very balanced line at the bottom when you draw it. So it is about balance and receptivity. So it's interesting to me that when I looked up popular one-syllable names, there were more boys' names than girls. Okay, so people who have one-syllable names in either their first or last name. Ted Turner, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs. Now look, a lot of these have both Steve Jobs and Bill Gates, highly successful multi-billionaire innovators. Both names are single syllable. Very, very interesting. They had a lot of drive, a lot of ambition, those two guys. Larry Page of Google, Sergey Brin of Google, Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook, Tony, I don't know how you pronounce that, Shea, I think? I'm not sure, but he's with Zappos. Louise Hay of Hay House, Beyonce Knowles, Tory Burch, Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise is another with two single syllable names. Sting, Cher, they just go by their one single name. Aung San Suu Kyi from Burma, who's the president there. Meg Whitman, AOL chairperson. So these are some examples of people who have those qualities definitely within them. They have a lot of drive, ambition, etc. So then let's go to two-syllable names. So two-syllable names invoke sharing, cooperation, and diplomacy. It's a very balanced number, right? Because it represents two sides. So these syllable names embody the meaning of balance and support. Two-syllable names are able to take another point of view into consideration. Two-syllable names work well in partnership. Two-syllable names are receptive to others. They listen. Two-syllable people are able to compromise and make peace. They are good with details and work well as part of a team. So this is very much a diplomat syllable. You'll find a lot of people who have to be in a diplomatic situation or in a counselor situation will have a two-syllable name somewhere. So examples are Anna, Stephen, Emma, Eva or Ava, Hannah, Lily, Charlotte, Ashley, Sophie, Kyla, Tyler, Michael, Stella, Mary, Catherine, Amy, Thomas, Katie, Chelsea, Amber, Camille, Aaron, Kendall, and Nina. And some well-known people, Oprah Winfrey. Well, what does she do? She's known for her famous talk show. She's now has the O Network, where she also gives interviews, but it's one-on-one. It's very much about balance and peace and communication, right? Getting a message through, cooperation. Michael Jordan, very balanced. A lot of athletes have this kind of balance in their makeup, because in order to be balanced on your two feet, or if you're a gymnast on your hands and feet, you need that reflected somewhere in your name. Now, there are different ways you can have this balance number two in your makeup, in your numerology makeup, but one of those is actually in syllables, and Michael Jordan has both names that have two syllables. Sheryl Sandberg, Lady Gaga, Mary Barra, Michelle Obama, Jerry Seinfeld, Barack Obama, Nicole Kidman, Hillary Rodham Clinton, Ronald Reagan, Winston Churchill, Pope Francis, Albert Einstein, Buddha, and Jesus. Okay? So look at the qualities again and see how you can find those in these examples. So now we move to three syllable names. Now, three is a more fluid, creative number. And three embodies the sacred triad of mind, body, and spirit. So it is the number of creation. So it's there's definitely a lot of movement in this number. They are highly creative and need a platform for self-expression. This is the number of the artist. This is the number of the person who has a voice and needs to share a message. Three-syllable people are quick to act and just as quick to change their mind. Three-syllable names always have something to say. Three-syllable people like to explore many opportunities. They are good at starting projects, not necessarily finishing. Three-syllable names are charming and enjoy change and travel. So, let's look at some examples. Andrea, Samantha, Benjamin, Anthony, Allison, Maria, Julian, Nicholas, Jessica, Christopher, Abigail, Alyssa, Oliver, Fernando, Emily, Brianna, Timothy, Julian, Natalie, Sophia, Jeremy, Cameron, Diana, Shakira. And now some famous folk who have three-syllable names. Sophia Vergara, Madonna, Marissa Mayer, Hillary Rodham Clinton. So Hillary's first name is three-syllable. Socrates, Margaret Thatcher, Mahatma Gandhi, Anna Pavlova, Abraham Lincoln, Christopher Columbus, Pablo Picasso, Thomas Edison, Maya Angelou, Ludwig van Beethoven, Ernest Hemingway, Amelia Earhart. Okay, now a lot of these have a mix of the two and the three. You can see Thomas Edison, Pablo Picasso, Abraham Lincoln, Hillary Rodham Clinton, Marissa Mayer. So they have both the balance and the self-expression. Anna Pavlova. So, like I said, when you have a person who just has three and three, like Sophia Vergara, she has 3 plus 3. That's a highly expressive, artistic person. Right? So that's interesting, because she's doubling up on the meaning. Now we get to the longer names. Now these are more rare, and the higher we go, the more rare it goes. So after the three syllables, we just get into the section now where there are very much fewer people who have these, either in first or last names. So four-syllable names are honest and loyal. They're calm and patient. Four-syllable people are economical and work diligently. Four-syllable people are conservative and practical. Four-syllable names are accurate and detailed. Four-syllable people can think outside the box, though sometimes they live in the box. It is definitely an enigma with the number four. They love home and family, very dedicated to home and family and friends. Four-syllable names are reliable and conscientious. So let's look at some examples. Magdalena, Juliana, Isabella, Elizabeth, Penelope, Veronica, Gabriella, Carolina or Carolina, Felicity, Nathaniel, Josephina, Olivia, Victoria, Alexia, Antonia, Sebastian. Okay, there are some examples. Now let's look at some famous people who have them. Arianna Huffington. She has the four and the three. Angelina Jolie. Ellen DeGeneres. And Ellen, of course, has two L's, not three. But DeGeneres has four syllables. Leonardo da Vinci. So not a lot of examples there. So now we go to five-syllable names. Now these are very rare. So the number five is very much about open, being open and being curious, exploring, right? Fives are magnetic and attractive, people who have five syllables. Five-syllable people love variety and change. They love to travel. They love exploring, like I said. They're very sensual. Five-syllable names are entertaining and dynamic. Five-syllable people can communicate their message in various forms of media because five governs publishing and media. They are alert and they are adaptable. Five-syllable names can be restless and they can thrive when uninhibited and free. So, the only name that I came up, well, there are just a couple here that I came up with, are Maximilian, Alexandria, Michelangelo, Evangelina, Anastasia, which is how you pronounce it in Eastern Europe, Iphigenia, Ekaterina, Emiliana, Elisabetta, Anna Maria, which is actually putting two names together. And there we go. That's it. Now we come to six-syllable names. Now, these names are here go more for last names because really there are hardly any six-syllable names unless you have a Hawaiian name or an Arabic name or another culture that sometimes has a lot of syllables. So six-syllable names are artistic and loving. They are magnetic and honorable. Six-syllable people are nurturers. Six-syllable names love beauty and have a refined taste. Six-syllable names adore their family. Six-syllable people are honorable and make true friends. They are open-hearted and unselfish. Six-syllable names make complementary partners. So the only six-syllable name I found was Massimiliano. Okay, if you say that out loud, you know it has six syllables, but that's it. Seven-syllable names. So if you do have a last name or you know somebody who has a last name that has seven syllables, this is the final one I'm going to look at because really beyond that, it's pretty like almost non-existent. But so if you know anybody who has a seven-syllable name, in the last name, or let's say a Hawaiian name that has seven syllables, they are mystical and quiet, dignified and introspective, very private, and like they really need time alone. They love to learn, They're nature lovers. They need to get out in nature. It's very sustaining to their soul. They're focused and great at research. They're perfectionists. And they need serenity to remain balanced and attuned to their wonderful psychic gifts. Okay? So that is the course. This is really very straightforward. If you know numerology, I'm sure you recognize that the numbers correspond to the numerological meaning. And however, when you get attuned to the fact that you can apply this secret knowledge to actual syllables of people's names, it really brings another factor, another colorization into whoever you're communicating with, getting to know, right? It really, really adds a beautiful additional insight and allows you to also reflect on, well, you know, if this number, for example, if somebody has a three-syllable name, but they don't have that number in their blueprint, in their birth blueprint anywhere, it gives them another way to access the number three, because the pronunciation of that name is an activation of the triad of the number three. So I have found this to be really profound. Now, if you have a person who has a two-syllable name, for example, and they also have the number two in their birth blueprint prominently displayed, especially, or maybe a first name that begins with B or T or K, which are two number two letters, then that number two is activated for them even more so. So they have a magnification of that number. So this is one way you can use it, you know, if you do the cross correlation in the way I just explained, and see how the numbers interact with each other and maybe even magnify each other. So I hope you enjoy that. It's a really wonderful tool, and it's fun to also share with your friends. It's pretty easy to understand. Like I said, most people only have 1 to 4 syllable names, so there's not a lot really to learn for you. So once you get it down, you can it makes great conversation as well. So hope you enjoyed that, and hope you have a lot of fun, the combination of secret power of your name and the secret of syllables. Thanks a lot, and that's it for me, and I'm sure I'll see you down the road in other events and courses and trainings and any calls that we have together. But meanwhile, I wish you all the best. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.